There we go. We worship God today. Really good specials. I mean, like every Sunday, we worship God. Well, today, Brother John, he asked me last week if I can fill the pulpit. I say, well, you leave me a great privilege to preach to you guys. And I say, yes, always you have to be ready in season and out of season. So, thank God that God put this on my heart this week. And I'm going to talk to you about faith. Faith is something that it's all around us. And always we say something about faith. Brother Bill, this morning when I got here, he was his devotional, it was about Abraham, how faithful he was to take his son to this mountain. And almost offer him to him, to the Lord. And what it was his faith? Well, his faith, it was that know for sure that God will provide a perfect sacrifice for the Lord. Before we go to my text, and I want to tell you something about faith. Faith, how is faith? What is faith? What is it? Anybody? I mean, the Bible is really clear, right? If you don't know, go to the Bible and you find out what it is. Right? Because we can go about faith a bunch of things, but let's go to the Bible and see what exactly faith means, okay? Then chapter 11 of the book of Hebrews, everybody knows this by heart, right? I mean, it says, no, now faith is the what? Substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this beautiful day that you've given us. Thank you for this church and what it stands for. And Father, right now I put myself and behind you, Father, and give me the words to say to your people. In the name above all the names, I pray. Amen. Okay, so it's clearly, right? It's faith. What it is the substance of things hoped for. Correct? Okay, well, can I ask you this question? Why the disciples, we're going to go to another passage in Luke 8. So if you want to open your Bibles there. Why the disciples, after the Lord Jesus Christ did a lot of healing, a lot of miracles on his behalf. He cured Peter's mother-in-law, okay? She was sick of something and God, Jesus, healed her, okay? So they was in all these events before they went to the Lord Jesus Christ, asked them. And I'm going to go a little bit further on my preaching. They ask them, okay, let's go to the other side of the lake. And I think everybody here, we have a lot of storms in life, right? Some little, some big, but everybody have little storms or big storms in life. Well, we have to remember something. God is in control of everything. And you and I, sometimes we get all crazy, all paranoid because we don't even know what we need to do. But God is in control. Don't be afraid. God is in control. So what happened when, he stepped on the boat and, something happened right there? The Lord Jesus Christ, he was tired. Can you imagine walking a lot, do a lot of things? And, so he went to a corner and he slept there, right? Let's go to the passage. That way you can see what I'm talking about. It's on Luke chapter 8, and we're going to read from verse 22 to 25, okay? And it's another passage of scripture too that he referred this one to. But in verse 22 says, now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, let us go over on the other side of the lake. and they launched four. But as they sailed, he what? He fell asleep. Okay, and then can somebody read the next portion, please? Anybody? Okay, so what happened there? Remember, before the Lord Jesus Christ, he was doing a lot of things, right? So they went to the other side of the lake. And what happened there? I mean, the water started getting rise up. And then it filled the ship, right? So how you just put your shoes in the disciples' shoes. You with the Lord all day long. Because it's what happened there. All day that he was going with the Lord. Every single place the Lord goes, they go there. Correct? So they go there and the Lord was asleep. The storm started getting bigger. And you know exactly what happened to you and I? Let's say sickness. We started get sick and we started worry about it. Correct? It's a normal thing. Correct? But you know better than I do because the Lord is with you. Well, brother, is with you too. Yes, but we forgot about it. Well, my point today, that way you can get it home, is this. By faith we walk, not by sight. Okay? Because you and I, we walk by faith. What happened this morning when you get up out of your bed? Did you walk? Yes? Okay, did your bed, it was supporting you? Did you car this morning when you started him up? Oh, except brother, but you car started? Yeah, okay. But you
your hands on my car.
Okay, there we go. So but you car started right away. See, everything we do is by faith. Everything you do and everything I do is by faith. You know, if you the Lord says, if you have your faith is like a mustard seed. That says that you can move mountains. And I mean, it's so true because the Lord is in control and is with you. And he will give you the desires of your heart. The longs you have the faith that you need. Because by faith, we come to know Jesus. Correct? I remember that day. So you remember also your day when you come and give yourself to Jesus. Okay, but and then what happened after that verse that we read that he was asleep, the water started getting to the boat? Okay, what happened? Can somebody read the next verses, please, to 25? Okay, you know what? A lot of times we want to help God, you and I. Oh my God, I'm so... oh, brothers, I'm really... I'm trying to help him all the time. And you know what? Every time that I'm trying to help him, I fail and fail and fail again. And I still stubborn. I'm going to help you, God. I know you're in control, but I'm going to help you. You know that decisions that you make today, they can affect you tomorrow. You know the big decision that you have right now is if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the big decision is that you know today for sure where you're going to pass eternity. It's by faith. Like you do everything by faith. It's exactly by faith. Okay, you know the heaven. It's going to be a beautiful place, Brother Gerald. Let me put it to you this way. It's not going to be no more sorrow, no more tears, no more worries, no more nothing. We're going to leave it for the guys that stay here. And if the Lord tarries and takes us all up there, my goodness, it's going to be a good thing, don't you think? So if you don't know the Lord, Let me tell you something. Today, you have the opportunity. Don't let the enemy fool you. Oh, he's talking only things that you don't want to hear. Because it's what, maybe if you don't know the Lord, is what exactly what he's saying to your heart. It happened to me. It happened to all of them. But the decision is yours and yours only right now. Okay, well, what happened there in the boat? The storm came. Can you imagine? I mean, all the way to the boat, they started sinking. And the Lord, he was asleep. I don't know about you, but when somebody wake me up when I'm asleep, I get mad. Is that true? Don't know, Brother Tucci. Did you get mad? I do. I think you too. Why? Because you are really good, wonderful, taking a little siesta, and all of a sudden, boom, somebody go, hey, you see the storm? Can you help us? They know who they go to. See, they don't went to Peter or to James or to John. They went straight out to who? To the Lord. Why? Even he said it right there. Oh, you guys have a little faith. Brothers and sisters, if a storm is big, the bigger it is, the better you are. Why? Because you grow in faith. You grow and know that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to rescue from that. Okay, well, this, the Lord, I like to challenge me on these things. And you know why I like it? And if you notice something, I always preach to you about the faith that we need to have. 3 times that I preach, I don't know if you guys pay attention or not, but I preach almost the same thing with different verses. And you know why? Because you and I, we need to grow in something. We need to grow in faith. Even though if the Lord take me home right now, it's no better for me. It's no better for you. The Lord says there in heaven, he got a place already for you. Your house is built in heaven. I don't know what kind of house, but it's built there. Because the Bible don't say exactly how, you know, what kind of house you're going to have. But you already have something there. And what they take for you and I to go to heaven? Just one thing. Faith. Faith in Jesus. Thank you. And only him. Because he's not another man, another name. In the whole world, there only who? Jesus. So he quiet in our passage. What he did? He get up. Maybe the Bible don't specify, but I don't think my Lord, he get angry for nothing. So, but I'm saying to you, you know, that we get angry when something don't go your way. The Lord, I guarantee you that he get up out of the boat and say, man, you guys, really? You guys wake me up for a small little thing? But Lord, we are perished here. Another passage, it says that, oh my God, they got all scared, all crazy. Because they think they're going to die right there. Brothers and sisters, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I hope you don't be afraid of death. I'm not no more. I used to. Brother Tucci, every time that I go to the freeway at the time that I don't know my Lord and Savior, let me tell you, I was afraid to die. Especially living in Downey in California, let me tell you, it's crazy. Okay, so let me tell you, I was afraid. Of course, I don't show him to my wife and my kids. But I was afraid that somebody gonna hit us and die right there. Now, let me tell you, I don't care if they hit me. I don't care what happened because I know where I'm going. But what about you? You know where you're going? See, the neat part about the Lord is that He makes me things so easy for you and I to understand. What is faith, brothers and sisters? We see it already. What is faith? Can somebody help me here? What is faith? Okay. We don't see them, right? Because you don't see heaven. And nobody that went from earth to heaven can tell you what it is, because nothing happened. I mean, nothing can say from heaven to earth. Only by what? By the Lord. And you got it right there in your hands. So the Lord Jesus Christ, what happened? He come down the sea. Huh? And you know what happened to you and I when we get big storms? Did you think, how I'm going to do it? How I'm going to do this? How I'm, oh my God. You started to get all crazy. But what happened? The Lord is right there with you. And He will help you. And He will guide you. And He will acknowledge you, the things that you are doing wrong. That way you can do them right. And you know, this is the neat part about the Lord Jesus Christ. So good. Because we walk by what? By faith. Not by sight. Can you imagine? I'm going to get in trouble. But anyways, like Brother John says all the time. But anyways, when you get married, you do everything by faith, right? Correct? I mean, I did it. I don't know about you, but I did it. Okay? So, you married, you started knowing your wife, in my case, and she started knows me too, in her case. Things go pretty sometimes. But you say, by faith I did it. Correct? Because everybody do it, everything by faith. Okay? The things started getting ugly. What you need to do? Pray. What else? Huh? Trust. What else? Huh? Yeah, they say prayed already, but okay. What we trying to do as humans is what? Run away. But we don't stay in the storm. We run away. What happened with the disciples here in this instance? They knew the Lord, that He had miracles with them. He healed many people. He did a lot of good things. Don't you think that they're going to be saved with the Lord? It's not exactly in your marriage and my marriage. He's saved if you are with the Lord. But you're trying to run away at your problems. And then what happened? You make more problems. This is why I say sometimes we want to help the Lord. But He don't need your help. He don't need my help. Correct? So, anyways, and then it's another passage of the scripture. There is this man that his kid, it was the demon possessed. And he went straight to the Lord, the father of this man. And he say, "Did you believe?" The Lord says, "You believe?" He say, "Yes." But he was doubting too. "Yes, I believe, but I don't know." What he say, the man? "Help my what?" Let's ask God today to help our unbelief. Let's ask Him. Because it's the faith is what it is, right? But let us be more faithful. Let us be more truthful. And you know what? God is going to do something really that you guys you're going to see what the Lord He can do in your life. To end it out, the story, he say, What is your faith? Paul, John, not Paul, it wasn't Paul on this one, okay? Luke, John, Mark, all these guys, all the disciples. He goes, what is your faith? Why you wake me up for this little thing? Why you wake me up? I mean, you know that I can do more than that. But they wake him up. He stopped the storm. And everything went right? Okay, well, I hear this one from a pastor that I like a lot. He said it this way. He said that he was this little kid. And it was a rush hour. And he went right on the middle of the street. And you know how cars are. And it was all the businessmen, it was coming out from the offices. And he see the little kid walking on the middle of the street. And he say, oh man, he's in danger. Let me go and help him. So he went and helped him. And he say, what are you doing here? He goes, waiting for the bus. He goes, come on. The bus, to get the bus, you have to go to the left, to the right, and then there is the stop bus right there. The little kid, he goes, no, sir. By faith, I know he's going to stop here, the bus. And, I mean, the businessman, he gave him a good advice, right? I mean, go, come on, I can take you to the bus stop. And the little kid, he say, no. The bus is going to stop right here. He goes, no, it's not going to stop for you. He goes, oh, yeah, he will. So, anyways, the businessman, he say, what I do? And then all of a sudden, he see a bus. Okay, the businessman, he see the bus coming, torch the place, and he say, oh, he's going to learn his lesson, the businessman says. So anyways, I stop. It goes all the way, and he see the kid, and I stop right there. And he opened the door. The kid go in, and the businessman, he kind of like, wow, what a faith he had. But you know what? You know who was in the driver's seat? Huh? No. His father. And he said to the businessman, he said, come and join us. Because my father, he can take you to a ride that you don't ever forget about it. You don't forget. Can you imagine? That is the Lord Jesus Christ. He can take you for a ride that you don't forget rest of your life. So faith is a substance, the things that you're going to see, but you don't see them yet. The disciples, they have the privilege to be with the Lord. And they see a lot of things, Brother Tucci. You and I, by faith, we don't see these things. But I guarantee you that if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to see better things than you see them right now. And everything is about what, brothers and sisters? By faith. Did you know right now when you get out, brother, if your car don't start, I'll give you a ride. But if we go out of these doors, did you know that your car gonna start? but you see what I'm saying? You know for sure it's gonna start because you put your faith on it. Okay, let me get you a one, and we're gonna be dismissed. Right now, when we go out, Did you know the food that you cook this morning is going to be good, Brother Paul? No. I'm saying that cook the wife. Okay. The food that your wife make for you is going to be good. Huh? It's going to be good, right? Why? Why? Because by faith. Did you ever see any, and it's so true? You know that in all the food business, they have these big things like plates and hamburgers and all that. Okay, what do you think they put in right there for you, the big picture? Why? Because that way they bring your attention, right? Okay, but you just, because you see it, you're going to buy it? You taste it, right? Okay, how they taste after you decide, I'm going to get this one? Good, right? The first time, correct? Okay, you go the second time. Did you do it just because you see the picture or because you like it? Okay, you know what is that? Faith. And you say, brother, you say that? Yes, I say that. Because the more you grow in faith, the more things you're going to believe what is on this precious book. It's simple, but we make it difficult. You and I. And always it's so simple that you don't, I mean, how simple is salvation, Brother Tucci? It's simple. But why we make it so hard like the disciple? Exactly. But what the Lord says, just you believe. Okay? Bring your child, bring your kid with me. They take the kid. He take the demons out, and everything was good. Why? Because he believed. It's exactly what the Lord wants for you and I, to believe in him. I don't know what is your status with the Lord today. I mean, maybe you don't know the Lord. Let me tell you, things don't stop here. You continue living your life. Maybe not today, maybe tomorrow, you give yourself to Jesus. Because nobody knows, only you. That you are sitting right now in that pew that support you by faith. You only know that if the Lord take you home, because he take saved people and unsaved people. But he want for you to make the decision here in this earth. And he take unsaved people and take saved people. I know where I'm going. What about you? That is a big question, correct? And you know that by faith, you can come to the knowledge of Jesus today. You don't need to wait. Brother Bill, this morning, and I don't want to extend more, but Brother Bill, this morning, he said that Abraham and Isaac, before he go to the mountain, him and his daddy, they told the servants, wait for us right here. Because what? We're going to come back. Isaac, he don't know that he's going to be sacrificed on the hill. But Abraham knows that he's going to sacrifice his only begotten son. Because he was only one son. It was two, right? But why we say one? Because he was the true son. The other one, it was something else. But anyways, they went up there. The God provide the sacrifice. Let me tell you, as it was back then, it is right now. God already provided a sacrifice for you. The Lord Jesus Christ, He hang on the cross. He gave His precious blood for you and I. And you deserve it? No. I deserve it? No. But He gave it because He is so grateful that He wants for you the best. You see how simple it is? It was hard for Him, but not for you and I. Because we deserve it going down to the hell's pit. But He did it for you and I. That way we don't go through that. And He what? He was crucified? Yes. His precious blood. And I say His precious blood because the blood is the one that's going to cover your sins. Amen. I don't know what it is your status today with the Lord Jesus Christ. But I hope, if you don't know the Lord, I hope today be the day of salvation of your soul. And thank you for having me. Brother Bill, I always get all crazy. Can you lead us enough?